Welcome to This is Robotics, radio news, podcasting news and commentary from around the world. Please join us for today's radio news report with your host, Tom Green, for news, analysis, and commentary from the wide world of robotics. Radio News is a production of Asian Robotics Review, your most trusted news resource in global robotics. And now, here's Tom.
Hi, folks, and welcome. Question. Is it okay with everyone if we talk about 2024? I know it's still October of 2023, but so much is ready for 2024 already that it seems a shame not to give the upcoming new year some mega attention. Okay, deal? Let's do it. Welcome again to This is Robotics, episode number 25, October of 2023. I'm Tom Green, your host and companion, as we take a robotics look forward into the upcoming new year of 2024. The word in the air and on the streets for 2024 is logistics. Yes, warehouses large and small, especially the small ones. DCs and last-mile micro-warehouses have been in the news lately as well. And if you go back a few months, all the way to Walmart's big meeting, big things have been brewing for a while. So, without more ado, Happy New Year 2024. From the Walmart shareholders meeting back in May, it was announced that Walmart was going all in for robots and automation for 42 distribution centers in the U.S. and Canada. The lucky vendor is Symbotic, who Walmart has been working with for 4 years. That news got the juices flowing for a few months later when SoftBank and the aforementioned Symbotic agreed to partner for a new offering called Greenbox for warehouse as a service. That was followed by SoftBank and its secretive Project R, squirreling around for even more of this purported new $500 billion marketplace, which was followed by old friend Amazon rolling out its new automation giant Sequoia. Halfway around the world, India for 2024 will use logistics during the build-out of Grade A warehouses as well as for nation-building for the country as a whole. In fact, the Asian century is on the move away from East Asia and about to take up residence in India. As the late, great Swedish scientist and demographer Hans Rolling said, and said very well, in the past, economic growth was driving demographics. And now, it's the other way around. Demographics is driving economic growth. And nowhere is that more in evidence than in India. India, with over 36,000 warehouses, is going to have a very interesting 2024. Then we have an announcement to make. This is Robotics and its parent company, Asian Robotics Review, have a new birth announcement to make. Our family this month is growing bigger. We are launching our newest website, RoboAINews.com, which will specialize in rounding up, sorting through, and artfully displaying the best news in robotics and AI. News that specifically heralds the convergence of robotics and AI, and our call to action for everyone in the robotics industry to get on our wall. Send us your best in the robotics AI convergence, and we'll publish it and promote it throughout our family of online publications. Now, let's get on with the news. With every podcast that we produce, we also publish the blog that we write for our good friend and partner, Robotique. Robotique, creating solutions to open new possibilities for automating tasks that you never thought possible. Check out Robotique. The blog this week is called What's New in Robotics. This week's blog entry is titled, Finally, Tech Help for SME Warehouses. See that warehouse thing again? Always coming up. U.S.-based Symbotic and Tokyo-based SoftBank are joining forces to create low-cost, AI-based logistics automation services for small to medium warehouses, which the pair say is a $500 billion industry. The joint business is called Greenbox Systems LLC and was initially capitalized 65% by SoftBank and 35% by Symbotic for a total of $100 million. According to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, there are over 21,000 warehouse establishments in the U.S. as of 2023, 80% of which have zero automation. With nearly 15,000 of those warehouses in the SME category and unable to pay the reported $25 million it takes to automate, Greenbox will offer a warehouse as a service model, WaaS. Symbotic, which already generated market heat selling AI-powered robotic warehouse management systems to mega-sized clients, including Walmart, Target, Albertsons, will now offer a WaaS monthly service to warehouses that don't have the money to buy them outright. I've seen a lot of robotics tech, and I've never seen anything like this in my life, says TD Cowen analyst Joseph Giordano. Compared to what it replaces, it's like night and day. Greenbox taps into the powerful potential of AI and other enabling technologies in supply chains, while also making the benefits of automation accessible, says SoftBank's Vikas Parikh. In partnership with Symbotic, Greenbox will equip customers with more intelligent, streamlined, and scalable warehousing solutions, while eliminating the burden of major capital expenditures. Part of that AI-infused offering is that several SMEs could easily mix their inventories in a single warehouse and have shelves filled and orders picked without any confusion to who is who. Then there's SoftBank's secret Project R. Looks like the $100 million Symbotic SoftBank hookup as Greenbox Systems may well be just the beginning of a new run at acquiring more emerging technologies, what SoftBank calls Project R. Project R is a tightly held secret venture, but SoftBank chairman Masayoshi Son, according to recent leaked reports, has met with several high-profile investors and entrepreneurs to discuss potential investments in areas such as artificial intelligence, robotics, and autonomous vehicles. Whatever the final investments, look to AI to be the driver. Son said he believes artificial intelligence will surpass human intelligence within a decade, and the companies and people that work with AI will be the leaders in the next 10 to 20 years. As for logistics, SoftBank already has investments in Boston Dynamics, AutoStore, Berkshire Grey, which they acquired in 2023, in addition to its recent joint warehouse-as-a-service venture with Symbotic called Greenbox Systems. Project R is seen as a way for SoftBank to diversify its investment portfolio and to place new bets on emerging technologies. The company has been facing increasing scrutiny in recent years over its investments in the Vision Fund, which has lost billions of dollars. Then there's good friend Amazon as it overhauls with new robotics and AI called Sequoia. Amazon announced a new logistics overhaul for its operations using advanced robotics and AI that it calls Sequoia, a reference to the giant ancient trees. Amazon launched the system at one of its warehouses in Houston. Sequoia, said David Guerin, the company's director of robotic storage technology, helps to put items for sale online much faster and makes it easier to predict delivery estimates. The new program reduces the time it takes to fulfill an order by as much as 25%, added Guerin, and it can identify and store inventory up to 75% faster. The faster we can process inventory, the greater the probability that we're going to be able to deliver when we said we would. He expects the new system to make up a significant portion of the company's operations in the next 3 to 5 years. Faced with increased competition, Amazon has worked to become faster at delivering its product.
From robots to artificial intelligence, Amazon says it's revolutionizing the way consumers get their orders. It comes as e-commerce sales are predicted to grow at least 10% this holiday season, reaching $278 billion, according to Deloitte. Amazon alone estimated to deliver 13.5 million parcels each day.
And it's all about innovation. I'm inside Boss 27. This is a state-of-the-art facility just outside of Boston. And with me now is Amazon's chief technologist for robotics, Ty Brady. Ty, thanks for being here.
My pleasure.
So this is the first time the public will see some of the new technology you are rolling out for the holidays. What happens in a lab like this?
We are reimagining the future of robotics so that you can do your holiday shopping even better.
Today, Amazon launches Sequoia, its brand new robotic system in Houston. The company says it's capable of stocking merchandise 75% more quickly and delivering your orders 25% faster.
What was the problem you were trying to solve with Sequoia?
We want to offer a wider selection for our customers. We want to do that in a very efficient manner so they can pass on a low cost to our customers.
Brady says Sequoia also makes it safer for employees, reducing the number of accidents and repetitive stress injuries.
So you don't have to get on a ladder. You don't have to bend down on your knees. You don't have to reach up really high.
They're able to bring these totes from the warehouse to a workstation like this, where I met up with David Guerin, who helped design and build Sequoia.
A machine has gotten this item out of the warehouse, brought it over here, and now what happens?
Now the associate finds the item that's up on the screen. So we take it out.
This is a yellow phone case.
We scan it.
Okay.
We put it in a tote to be sent to another part of the building for packaging. We let the system know it's in there, and then this will cycle through and deliver us another tote to pick something else out of.
And just how do those towers move around? Meet Hercules. Today is graduation day. The finished robots form a line and drive themselves onto their own shipping pallets, where they'll head off to work at fulfillment centers around the world.
See what we're getting at for 2024 being all about logistics? Our next story is called The Asian Century, Emphasis India. The importance of warehouses and logistics and robot-driven automation to the success of India cannot be overstated. India realizes it and is moving fast into building out more grade-A warehousing and DC centers. At Asian Robotics Review, we've put together a special page as a companion to this podcast. There you'll find an in-depth article, Asian Century, Emphasis India, plus two research papers you're free to download. Look for the page link in the show notes for this podcast. The Asian Century is on the move. The Asian Century appears to be making a major shift south, moving clockwise from East Asia to Western China, and is now readying to take up residence in India. It's a story about demographic decline versus demographic dividend. The Asian Century has already witnessed the Dodge Plan and economic miracle of Japan in the 1950s, then moved west, shaping the revitalization of Korea in the 1960s, then south to Deng Xiaoping's opening of China in the late 70s, and then on to China's western provinces and megacities like Chongqing and Chengdu. The Asian Century, Emphasis Asia, has now lasted for 70 years. What's driving it all? Is demographics. East Asia's demographic decline versus India's demographic dividend. Hans Rosling, MD, PhD, he passed in 2017, was an academic, public speaker, and developer of the Trend Analyzer software system. He wrote, "Why do I, as a professor from public health, speaking about health and demography, get invited to Goldman Sachs and all those big banks around the world? Because I tell them I can see on my screen when economic growth comes before you can see it. In the past, economic growth was driving demographics. And now it's the other way around. Demographics is driving economic growth." Amazingly, robot-driven automation can be a lifesaver for both populations in severe decline, East Asia, and those young and surging, India and Southeast Asia.
This is a critical moment in India's history. It now has the world's largest population and one of the youngest.
Its fast-growing economy has vast potential. The challenge now is to seize the moment.
In the mid-1980s, India was a top 10 global economy, but it tumbled out of that list for more than two decades as several countries powered ahead of it, particularly China. But India has been growing fast. As of 2022, it ranked in the top five for the first time ever. It is widely projected that it will be behind only China and the USA by 2030.
It is truly a sweet spot, so to say, right now for India.
The broad story of Indian growth, development, poverty is one of improvements, sustained improvements over time, and in fact, improvements that have accelerated in the last 15 years or so.
Added to its growing economic importance, India is becoming more prominent on the world stage as the changing global order gives it ever more geopolitical significance.
One of the main reasons for optimism about the Indian economy is its strong GDP growth rates relative to other large economies.
In 2022, the global economy grew by just over 3%. The USA and China grew at roughly the same rate, while the EU27 did slightly better. But India outstripped them all, achieving GDP growth of 7% last year, by far the biggest figure among the world's 10 largest economies. And India has another growing advantage over those countries, a vast youth population. As other industrialized nations deal with the challenge of an aging population, India has a unique demographic dividend. India has overtaken China as the world's most populous country. It now has a population of 1.425 billion. That is projected to rise to 1.7 billion by 2060, by which time it is expected to have close to half a billion more people than China. And perhaps the biggest demographic dividend India has to play with is the youth of its population. More than half are under 30.
How does automation fit into this equation? Well, for East Asia's declining population, robot-driven automation will be necessary to replace lost workers and to serve social needs of a rapidly aging populace. In India, robot-driven automation will be necessary to service burgeoning masses of new, young consumers. 2024 should show us more of just how India deals with its new rising power. One final reveal for today is our newest member of the family. Joining Asian Robotics Review, and this is Robotics, is our newest sibling, RoboAINews.com. RoboAINews.com is a site specifically dedicated to the worldwide convergence of robotics and artificial intelligence. We look to publish news, views, and ideas shaping the future of the technology. As we tell folks, get on our wall. Share yourself with the world. We're actively looking for and on the hunt for most anything that deals with the worldwide convergence of robotics and artificial intelligence. We tell people, get on our wall. Share yourself with the world. If you've got information to send us your news articles, reviews, papers, studies, research, essays, workshop and conference presentations, notebooks, diaries, webcasts, podcasts, interviews, videos, photo series, infographics, charts, drawings, and other shareable thoughts, ideas, and wisdom on the convergence of robotics and AI. And we'll publish them. The site's dedicated to the man who knew way before. Gary Mathiasson. In 2012, when specialists in robotics were working hard to figure out human-robot interaction, HRI, and get it right, Gary Mathiasson, a lawyer with no particular engineering background or training, was way ahead of most everybody and already knew where it was all headed. Drop over to the website and we'll show you why Gary was so far ahead of everyone else. Again, as we like to tell folks, get on our wall. Actually, it's your wall. We just aggregate and curate your knowledge. Send us your URLs for web pages, blogs, PDFs, research, YouTubes, movies, photos, artwork, audio tracks, podcasts, vodcasts, or for any other URL that discusses, explains, or shows your ideas, your thoughts, and your actions. Our global robotics, AI, and automation audience awaits. All of your contributions will chronicle the convergence of robotics and artificial intelligence, and we'll publish them. Tens of thousands of our global readers want to know what you know. They're waiting at our wall for you to show up. Show up for them, okay? Take a peek at RoboAINews.com. The link to RoboAINews.com is in today's show notes. Check it out. Click on over.
That brings to a close today's edition of Radio News. As always, thank you for your interest and attention. Until our next report, please be sure to click on over to This Is Robotics, the online news column at Asian Robotics Review. Also, look for This Is Robotics radio news at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, and Pandora. Thanks for joining us. And until next time, this is Radio News, signing off. Have a great day.